Hello there, and welcome to the Common Geeking Program.
This is a podcast where typically each week we provide you with a single topic from geek culture, which we discuss from different geeky, nerdy perspectives. The operant word here is culture, as we're a very sophisticated program. In the spirit of disseminating this culture and sophistication, I would like to present you with a series of excluded audio segments, bloopers, or outtakes if you will, moments that we did not think suited the episodes from which they were recorded, but on their own may stand to show you the depth of complexity, intelligence, and whimsy that goes into the production of this podcast. This will run for nearly one half of an hour, and at the conclusion, we hope that you walk away enlightened, refreshed, and ready for more. We will return shortly with typical episodes of this podcast, but in the meantime, thank you, my fellow pedant, for listening to this. Dude, I'm having so much fun keeping, like, extra clips for the clip shows that we're going to put together.
Nice.
It's really fun. If you want to listen, there's, like, maybe, like, 15 of them so far in the clips folder. Some of them are 30 seconds. Some of them are 2 minutes. They're fun. They're worth listening to.
I'll take a listen.
I think I've got... I kept the one where my microphone went all crazy and I was a robot for 2 minutes.
Vroom, vroom, start it up. Bang, bang, skeet, skeet.
Okay, I'm going.
Well, now we have a sound clip of me going bang, bang, skeet, skeet for whatever we would need that for.
So you can just, like, drop that anywhere in the video.
In the video?
And then, like, save it, like, just put it in random places.
In the video,
right?
Jeff?
Sorry, in the episode, right? Just put it in random places, and then this can be the post-credit scene, so the entire thing is just, you know... Occasionally, Pat will be saying bang, bang, skeet, skeet, and then it doesn't get explained at all till the end.
I think that's the fastest we've ever gotten a post-credit scene. We haven't even started recording the actual episode. I just recorded my own audio.
Man.
And that's already it.
So these are my notes. Lasagna, 9x13-inch baking dish, 1 pound mozzarella, which is clearly not the correct note, but I did
right
get
spot.
Very excited about lasagna.
Lasagna's great, though.
It
I
is.
Love that.
It's
only
a good recipe.
1 pound of mozzarella? Only
no,
one?
No, I do like 1.5 if I'm really being honest about it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, it's also, they're only making lasagna for two.
You can make lasagna for two to last a whole week, though.
It's a big lasagna.
Not the important thing.
Lasagna is the most important thing in the world.
So we're at like 11:39, and Pat's at 7:39, or like 8.
I'm at 8:39, dude.
So that makes Jocelyn at...
Pat's only spent
wait,
1 hour.
Where are you at? What time is it at you, Jocelyn?
Jocelyn and I are in the same fucking zone right now.
Okay, well, sorry, I haven't been thinking that hard about the states and time zones, motherfucker. Even though Arizona's right there.
Just whatever you do, do not try to kill it with fire. Somebody tried to do that here in Arizona to a bunch of... Yeah, Arizona, where I am, Colin.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They tried to...
We're using fire on shit in Arizona.
They tried
get
to burn a bunch of spiders out, and instead the spiders just fell on the man.
Oh, God.
On fire.
No thanks.
And burned his house down.
I'm good, though.
Yeah, don't do that,
Laura.
Sorry
about the interruption there.
No, dude, you're totally fine.
Do you guys want to hear the story of how Eddie and I met and what happened?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Is it going to mean that I'm going to go to bed later than 10?
No, this is a super short story. This is really short.
Okay, you're good.
So,
also, I'm frozen
on my
own screen.
I was in 10th grade or 11th grade. I can't remember which. We just finished a play. It was either Fantastics or Ragtime. I don't know. But we finished the show.
It was Fantastics and you were in
11th
grade.
So I was in 10th grade. No, Fantastics for me was 10th grade. So
that's what I meant to say.
And I come out from the show, and I knew Eddie's older sister, Providence. Shout out, name drop Prov. Now she's going to listen to the podcast. She has to. Woo! But
she's never listened to it, by the way. Found that out yesterday, or 2 days ago.
She's heartbreaking. So cool. But she was like, hey, this is my brother, Eddie. And he was like, hi, I'm Eddie. And I shook his hand, and I said, hi. And then there was silence. And then he went, did you forget your name? And I went, yep, give me a second. My name's Colin. So I have a lot of understanding
now we're best
for Eddie
friends.
forgot his name this podcast. I understand.
And now we're best friends, right, Colin?
That is beautiful.
we're friends. Yeah, we're friends.
We're friends. we're friends. That's the true reward.
Right?
Was canceled despite numerous Emmy wins and universal critical acclaim.
It's not like Fox cancels shows prematurely or anything. We're just not going to talk about that.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet, bye-bye, Firefly.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet. Jocelyn, I hope you know where to put these.
Yeah, Jocelyn, I hope you know where to put these.
The possibility of Illumination Studios working on a Super Mario Bros.
Ooh,
movie.
I heard about this.
That's weird. First of all. Second of all, when you said that, I thought for some reason that you were going to talk about the possibility of, like, Illuminati seriously?
That's not a new concept, Austin.
Well, Timewool being a conspiracy theorist is new to me.
All right, and who are you?
I wonder how long it's going to take, if ever, Colin, to notice that when the Pokemon episode came out in the, like, the, you know, the little end credits thing that says this podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt.
Yeah.
I changed his name to Colin Gotta Ketchin All.
Dude, I didn't notice that.
That's really good. That's really good.
Yeah, I don't know if it could necessarily be classified as a confession, but it was something that I was thinking about recently, and I wanted to find a way to tie it into some conversation. I've noticed that, like, there are very few people in the world who I feel comfortable calling me Jeffrey, and it's weird, right? Mm. Because I'm like, I used to, when people would be like, oh, Jeff or Jeffrey, I'd be like, either, it's fine. And then more recently, I've been like, no, call me Jeff, right? And then, like, even within this group, I've noticed that, like, certain people calling me Jeffrey doesn't faze me at all. But then other people started calling me Jeffrey, and I'm just like, why are you calling me that? Mm. Like, not, it's different when people say, like, Jeffrey Levitt. Like, I'm fine with that. But I'm just like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, when Austin, Eddie, or Keenan calls me Jeffrey, doesn't faze me at all. And I don't know why that is. When any of the rest of you call me Jeffrey, it sounds strange as hell to me.
Is that so, Jeffrey?
You've yes, given us like, some ammunition, fucking, Jeffrey.
Fucking Chowder kept calling me Jeffrey during like the Halloween episode. Yeah, and it, like, because, stuck out to me every yeah, single time.
He was trying to spook amazing. You. He couldn't draw a spooky drawing, so he I decided mean, to spook your soul.
I'm not saying it bothers me. I'm just saying it stands out as strange, you know? I'm not saying, like, if you're actively calling me Jeffrey to annoy me, it's not going to annoy me. Anyway, I noticed that recently, so I thought that I would bring that up.
So, Fair enough. Self-involvement, question mark? Sin of pride? Attention to
pride.
Detail?
Pride?
I don't know what
sin
that
would be. Sin of attention to detail.
Sin of attention
Speaking
to detail.
Speaking of that.
M. Recording.
Same.
Aha, yes. A burp.
I thought that was perfectly good wording. What was wrong with that?
I didn't say anything.
I thought you like breathed like a laugh.
No, I just have a cold.
Is that why you got the bananas for
no,
potassium?
No, that was because Mary has a race in Manhattan tomorrow.
Oh, did you eat pasta for dinner?
Yeah, we had Chinese, so it was
good enough. A lot of carbs in that.
As someone who's not like super in on nutrition, that was the most confusing 30 seconds of this conversation.
when you go on runs and shit, you're supposed to load up on carbs for like 3 days before.
Oh, see, I just remember the episode of The Office where Steve Carell just ate a bunch of linguine while running.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It's
gotta
be
what I got in my head.
you gotta do it a lot in advance to build up like some weird stores in your body, and then you use all those stores when you run.
Nutrition Corner.
I too have started recording.
Today at the mall, I got one of those annoying people at the beauty salon place try to like hand you shit when you're trying to take a 15.
May I ask you a question?
And they're like walking, like trying to give me fuck, I don't know, face gel or something. And I was like, no thanks, bye. Because, like, I hate not saying anything to them. And then she went by and she was still talking as I was walking. And she was like, you have really nice skin. What do you use?
They
on
always
it?
Do that.
And
they
I was like,
do that, man.
Soap. And I just kept walking.
That's fucking hilarious.
That was a great story. Great. Who are you?
And what are you repping?
Hi, I'm Laura.
Okay. You should have done that between recordings.
Oh, no. I've been sick and been having kidney stones for the last few weeks, so I'm drinking a lot okay. of water.
Oh, that's fun. Mm. Okay.
You want to talk about collaborative gaming?
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know what that means. I was suggesting that kidney stones could somehow be misconstrued as collaborative gaming, but
I think so. He just wants someone to hold his hand while he passes.
Yeah, no,
his
I don't think want you to hold blame my anyone hand. Else for that one. I don't know if you could blame anyone necessarily. But...
Well, I'm going to a urologist to figure out why I get him so easily. So at this point, I don't even know if I can blame myself.
Yeah. I was gonna say because you haven't been doing the soda. So what's the dealio?
I guess predisposed to not processing calcium and instead peeing it out.
Ugh. Beautiful.
This should stay in the podcast.
Oh yeah, totally.
you say that, but I have ultimate power.
Actually, you know, this section should just. No, Time Will, the section should just start with him saying that he's going to the urologist. And then,
Mimi Hami Fosteko is a system used in the IB curriculum I mentioned, I think pioneered by Oxford University and sort of disseminating...
A pneumatic device.
is it pneumatic when you don't have, like, words that they stand for? It's not like King Philip ate a bunch of genus species.
Well, no, but it's still, like, it's a chunk that you're like, oh, I can remember all of these phonemes here.
You're a chunk I can remember all these phonemes for.
I'm a chunk.
Ah, chunks. All right. So Mimi Hami Fosteko stands for...
We just have to watch, like, a marathon of movies that start with Kung or Kung Fu. And
true.
Kung Pao, Kung Fu Joe, Kung Fury.
You could watch Kung Fu Panda.
I guess that would rule out Shaolin Soccer, then.
Oh, God, Shaolin Soccer.
I've never seen Shaolin Soccer.
Oh. Made by the same people who made Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's about Kung Fu masters playing soccer. It's great.
But they can, like, kick the ball at speeds that are so fast that they, like, light on fire and turn into meteors.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah, he said Kung Fu. Like, isn't that what Kung Fu is?
Yes. You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, Odo, do you want to get in on this?
The cat?
We got a podcast.
Ah, sweet, podcat. That'll score some points on the internet.
Sounds like you said podcat.
That is, podcat.
Podcat.
He's our pod. Yeah, he's the podcat.
Yeah.
He's just like a floating ball of cat.
Bang bang, skeet skeet, up in a bitch. So, it's a good thing you're not on the episode then, Jocelyn.
Yeah, we'll be able to hear that. Thanks, Pat, for commenting on Jocelyn talking, bird. Even though she's not doing a recording.
She can cut it out, but she won't. I know she won't.
Every time anyway. You say, this is like the rule number one of the Common Geeking program, is every time you say, we're going to edit that out, it inherently has to get left in.
We'll fix it in Post Malone. We'll fix it in Post Malone. It was just so nice having, like, Jonathan and Nancy having each other's back, but not in a sexual way. And now it's
see,
like, the opposite.
I'm the person who just wanted a nice polyamorous relationship.
You wanted a triangle. But... You wanted Nancy to get Eiffel Towered by Steve and Jonathan. You are fucking messed up, dude.
That is not what I wanted at all.
Jesus.
I just thought it would be nice to see some representation of a polyamorous relationship and have all of three of them coexisting happily. Is that so hard to
ask? I think in the 1970s and in high school ages, yeah, that doesn't happen. Anyway, we should probably get started because
I don't know
have
what you mean.
Plans later.
I hope that doesn't get post credits.
I mean, I'm recording, so...
I mean, if anything's going to be post-credited, it's probably going to be me crying. So.
Because he doesn't know... Austin, your dogs need to die.
They need to die.
They just ruin everything.
They do. Your dogs are kind
Can
of...
Can they be in the back? Can I put them in the back?
Hey, guys.
because, you know, mom and dad just never closed the gate that they installed for the purpose of keeping the dogs in the back of the house.
Was that Henry?
Yeah, it was Henry. He's home. The boy hi, is Henry. Back in town. Henry Pat says hi.
The boys are back in town. The boys
hey, Patty Cakes.
The boys are back in town.
He's got hair now.
Oh, there goes your recording instrument.
No, it's fine.
Solo
it's
podcast.
Fine.
Hey, you're right side up now. Cool.
Headsets on headsets.
Headsets on headsets. This is an absurd image.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Is everybody recording?
Yep, I'm recording.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Cool. Let's clap at 35.
Okay.
That's quite a lot of
That's a
time.
Long time from now, yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at the minutes. Which would have taken even longer. And somehow, even though I was looking at it, I didn't realize that it wasn't moving up to second speed.
We're still doing 35 now, right?
So it's, yeah, let's just it's do 35. Actually... Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Fuck.
You motherfucker.
How did you... What?
50? My sister was possibly... coming down and...
All right, 55.
Did you
final
clap?
Answer.
All right. I did not clap.
No, we have to clap at 55. Five seconds.
All right. Hold on a second.
Go beat up your sister.
True. Because that's always a good idea.
I bless the rains.
Oh, my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All right, let's go. So we should get started. I'm going to do the intro read. I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet, but we'll figure it out.
It's okay.
Well, there's a guide for it. There's a script.
I know the script. The script is not how I do it. Okay.
Oh,
you gotta
God,
give it
Pat's
the flavor.
Jesus,
the flavor.
He's an.
Well, here,
artiste.
Patrick. What have you been cooking this week?
Can you, chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice. So how would chicken and rice come across as a personality?
So bland.
Incredibly boring. Oh, excuse you. I add cayenne pepper, red pepper flakes, paprika, cumin, and a bunch of other stuff to my chicken. So
that actually
fuck
does
off.
Sound really good. Also, I made chicken and rice that was chicken curry and rice.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty chicken good. Curry and rice would be very good. But I'm not that fancy, and I'm very lazy. So in that spirit...
I've beaten up every sister I've ever had.
I'm guessing that you've had no sisters.
I have had no sisters.
Nice.
I've also beaten up every brother I've ever had.
Two brothers? Just kidding.
Okay.
One time, Jeffrey was like, Eddie, we're really close. We're like brothers. And then he punched me.
I mean, that's what brothers do.
One of my first interactions with Keenan was him slapping me in the face.
That's why we're friends with Keenan.
That makes sense.
Well, it wasn't really one of my first interactions with Keenan. I knew him, but
that was
like,
the first important interaction with Keenan.
I didn't know him well enough to be slapped in the face by him as a joke.
That's amazing.
I don't even remember the context. It was just like
because you told Keenan that he wasn't a pimp. And then
he slapped me in the face and he ran away.
Oh my god.
I remember too, it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining. It was like the three of us, and we were just standing there talking about something, and Keenan says, like, oh, because I'm a pimp. I'm like, you're not a pimp, and he just slaps me in the face, and he runs away.
That's amazing.
From what I can recall, we didn't even, like, talk about it.
No, I mean...
We just, like, looked at each other like, that happened, and then we went to your house and played video games or
well,
something.
Well, because there was never any point when I thought that Keenan was, like, actually slapping me in the face, you know?
No, it was...
Like, I knew it was a joke, but, like, I'm pretty sure he just left immediately
he
after
did,
that.
He yeah. did, he did. He slapped you, didn't say anything, and left.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful story. I'm glad that I know that.
I'm chock full of them.
His brothers all started playing guitar, but he wanted to be a drummer, and my grandma said he could not play the drums, so instead of playing the guitar, he was just like, fuck you, I'm gonna be bitter about it. What the fuck was that?
You sound super weird right now.
It's coming out of college.
Yeah, that was me. That was my thing. I was moving my stuff.
It's Colin. It's
still coming out. Sound is coming out? What's happening?
You sound a little like you're on helium and going through static at the same time.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm scared to unplug my mic because it'll fuck up my recording. Is it better or is it just not?
No.
It's still the same.
It felt a little better for me there. Just like in my heart.
Well, I don't know if it's Skype or if it's my recording.
Back and forth again.
No.
Hold on.
Oh. So Bye. Now this is complete.
How about this?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Not any better.
Maybe take a minute.
Let me quit Skype.
Okay, so now it's complete anarchy, right? Our host is gone. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Music is done. Yeah. Just kidding. I actually really love it.
Yeah, that was good shit. Well, maybe most music is actually terrible. I haven't listened to, like, all of the music that there is, so.
I think that every piece of music has value to somebody.
I hope so.
Imagine there's one that just is like, no.
Or wait, no, if we go back to,
Hello?
If you wanted to talk about,
Hello?
Good?
No.
Okay, cool, then it's not Skype, it's my fucking thing. So I'm gonna have to clap again.
Okay.
That's why I'm annoyed.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Alright, so let's...
I mean, we could reverse clap. We could clap at the end of the recording. It's weird, but...
It is unorthodox.
Yeah, so yeah, it was my microphone, which is... That's annoying. All right.
All right, Laura, do you want to... Are you guys okay if Laura and I each read through our notes for the movie?
Real quick.
Yeah, it'll be brief. All right. So here we go. Mine's a bulleted list. Video game theme. Does that really fit the tone of a movie? Bland exposition. Is this recapping the first movie? It's 90s-tastic, in all caps. Intense moment has such poor sound design that it's unclear what is. Is this a ninja storm? Did the music fade in from nowhere? Why are these comps so bad? Immediately, this is just a poorly made film. It looks bad and makes no sense. This has nothing to do with the game design. I hate this so much. Why can I key better than this? Can we stop using the camera to shoot from the ground up? What does it accomplish? It doesn't even look like the game. I don't care about any of these characters yet. Don't use them as stakes. Khan is gently caressing Johnny's face. BDSM gone wrong. Why did this brick wall not come out when the others didn't? Is this a Power Rangers movie produced with a budget of exactly one half of an episode? Oh God, it just goes on so long. I really can't read all of this. It's all of that, and then it gets to the point where I'm just playing Destiny 2 for the last half of the movie, and why? Man, I thought I was gonna read all of that. It's depressing. It's really depressing. I'm not gonna do it.
Did not take sequential notes particularly from the beginning to end. It was really more like things that I thought were of particular note.
Yes.
So the smirk on Liu Kang's face when he's in the ball thing. Fast traveling, LOL. Jack rips the arms off his jacket. What the fuck is that super flame powder? Powder because I accidentally mistyped it. Mortaro looks so lame. Dat slow-mo when Nightwolf finds Liu Kang. Jade actress spins her staff so slowly. Why does Jax have real fingers? Which was actually answered. Best fight scene, Melina and Sonya? Ha 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 ha. Skellig bro getting punched by Jax, which was my favorite moment in the movie.
Okay.
Because they were fighting, and then they were done fighting, and it was Sonya was fighting another girl, she was fighting Melina. Yep. Actually, was that?
I think it was Melina.
I think it was Melina.
Yeah, and then they stop fighting, and it's over, and that's great. And then like a giant claymation skeleton thing comes out of nowhere, and then Jax just goes like, and then it's done.
That was actually CG.
Okay.
Yeah. The dragon that came out of the tattoo, and the dragons at the end were stop motion. That was CG.
Okay. Continuing on. Raided and gets farted out of the mountain when he's done.
Yep.
Sindel's cape swing after her shriek, because that whole moment was just beautiful. Raiden gets the only real stunt guy, which I did enjoy. But you could see the stunt guy more than you could see Raiden, which is great. The Eiffel Tower just crumples upwards with 3 question marks. Is that supposed to be Baraka with 4 question marks?
It was.
When Liu is rescuing Kitana, the bad guys spend a ton of time swinging on metal chains. Seems inefficient. Evil Jade with her hair up. That was how we knew. Sonya was supposed to get hit. This was a good moment. Sonya was supposed to get hit, but the guy she was fighting didn't get his move, but she still made the shitty acting move for getting hit in the face. So, like, the guy didn't hit her, and she was like, oh no, I got hit in the face. And it was amazing. Shao Kahn's animality is amazing and has this shitty little squeak. His dad turned into a box? With lots of question marks. And my last note is Sonya Jack's high five was the best.
Besides all my, like, statements on backflips, I think my favorite one was, is Shao Kahn a junior? What's his dad's name? I was like, and also that, so Shao Kahn is just a white guy in a t-shirt when he's casual. Because that's all I can think of. When he, like, didn't have the mask on, yeah, and, like, he was in that intense boardroom, it was just like, he looked so casual. I didn't expect him to be just some white guy. I thought he'd be, like, you know, Asian with a name like Shao Kahn, but, you know, I guess I'm wrong.
Well, I just have one note. So, you know that scene where, like, Raiden's, like, fighting those two ninja dudes in the temple? And there's, like, this one part where, like, they're both, like, kicking each other, but they're not actually kicking each other. They're just, like, doing the spinning roundhouse kick, but, like, at the air in front of each other, and they're doing it in rapid succession, and what is going on there? Was that a synchronized ad? What?
One of my favorite moments at that same time is when they run into the temple, and then the two bad guys just, like, are looking back and forth behind the columns, and they're just like, I'm here, I'm not here, I'm here, I'm not here, and they weren't actually doing anything. Oh, God. This movie was so entertaining. It was so bad.
If we have 20, 25 minutes, I want your microphone. Your microphone's nicer than mine. It's blue.
I love my microphone.
It's so nice. It's weird, though, because your laptop camera has focused on your mic instead of your face. So, like,
it's, I mean, like, let's be honest. What's more important?
You are not the subject mic of this conversation.
No.
Since we'll already have talked about Soul and Century. Oh, that was your phone. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That startled me.
It's Jeff.
Yep. Yeah, I see it. There are llamas in Minecraft now. This is important.
Okay.
I'm going to mute this conversation.
I think that's a good idea.
My forehead looks huge in this, like, orientation.
And Pat's forehead looks huge. And let's move on.
Like, it's so fucking big.
What the you want to talk to me? I've had a receding hairline since I was 15.
I'm also got receding, bro. Look at this.
It's not that receding.
It's true. Look at this.
Yeah.
I just gave myself a haircut, though. Looking fresh.
Oh, geez. I should have thought about this. Okay, well, it'd be nice to do something that we talked about, but... you know what? We'll do that. Okay, we're gonna go on a scale from 1 to 5 Ammonites. See how big their combiner is.
They combine in groups of 3, dude.
Well, groups of 10. Some of them, apparently.
Groups of 3?
No, they combine in groups of whatever.
Why can't we do, like, 1 to 5, something grand, whatever, what's this?
1 to 5
title?
Ornaments?
God damn it.
You want to do 1 to 5,
fucking... 1 to 5 beep beep.
Duly appointed enforcer of the Tyrest Accords?
Yes, I do.
That's a mouthful.
No. Lame.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet.
How about,
1 to 5, bang, bang, skeet, skeets!
This Common Geeking Program interlude features clips from the last 2 cycles of episodes and a few from before. And don't forget that on every episode of the Common Geeking Program, if you listen after the credits, we'll have one there for you too. The podcast is sponsored by Culture and Sophistication. The podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, with this episode edited by me, Colin Ketchin, and featuring music by me. These clips were edited by all of our editors, Jeff, Chowder, Laura, Austin, Jocelyn, Eddie, Matt, anybody who's had their hand in editing this podcast, so thank you all to them. We should be back with normal episodes in about 2 weeks, but next week we've got another special something planned for you, so we hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening to this. We'll send a message to tell them to look for online. That's the kind of reaction we're going to get as Young Chipotle and Pat Malone. Also, do you like how I switched our names so I'm first? Suck it.